B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere.
Yeah, they win. Who?
She leaned and whispered.
St. Louis. Musically.
Cuddling more and driving slow.
That thing I was talking about with Bozak, I don't know if you remember this, but back in 2013, he said the Bruins were cheating in the face-off circle.
Is what he said back at the Bozak.
Time. Yeah. He said that
it was about Bergeron mostly.
He was pissed about Bergeron. He said Bergeron was, and I don't think he was actually saying it in a bad way.
Yeah.
He was mad at the officials because they kept throwing Bozak out of the circle and Bergeron wasn't.
It's
and
always
now,
getting blamed.
I mean, things have changed in 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, things are much different now than they were then when it comes to face-offs. I mean, everyone gets thrown out now. Even Bergeron gets tossed. Everyone gets tossed. No idea what the league is now doing on this front. But he was pissed because he kept getting thrown out and Bergeron wasn't. And his gripe was basically, if the Bruins are going to cheat on face-offs, why don't I get to cheat too? And his gripe was basically Bergeron was, I think he insinuated at the time that Bergeron was being allowed to stay because he was Patrice Bergeron and he was getting tossed because he's Tyler Bozak.
Yeah.
To which everyone then says, well, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening.
It's like the Dolphins and Ryan Tannehill complaining because he doesn't get calls, but yeah, Tom Brady does. I mean, it's respect. Bergeron should get the benefit of the doubt.
But he's in his first year in St. Louis after all those years up in Toronto.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the familiar names on this Blues roster that you'll see coming up in this Stanley Cup final that begins on Monday night.
I need an enemy. I need an enemy in these type of series. You know what I mean? Like that. Like somebody that's going to say something or go after it, or, you know, going back to the Vancouver series from years ago, even the Montreal stuff, you know, with Subban. You just need that natural, you know, enemy. We got to figure that out in 4 days. We got 5 days to figure it out. We need something. We need somebody to say something stupid.
Well, you don't like their mascot. You don't like Louis.
That doesn't even
you don't
count.
Like Louis the Bear.
It's so low budget. So stupid.
I mean, it's hard to hate Louis the Bear given, you know, all that he's overcome.
Well, his parents tried to kill him.
Very difficult circumstances.
Really? They're throwing a sack?
Yeah. You know,
in water?
Yeah. Tried to drown him.
Jesus. Never tried to put him in Clorox to try and get his coat clean? Hey, he's blue. What are you going to do?
The SPCA had to step in, you know,
and
luckily they had raised all those funds from one of those Sarah McLachlan commercials and they had the money to sort of support his health care costs to
my
bring
kids
him
cry.
Back.
Kids
and
cry
all
every
that
time
stuff.
They see those commercials.
You know, yeah. All that
next time we do the Louis the Bear story, we need Arms of the Angel playing in the background.
Jim picks Louis.
You know, it's a good thing that there were people the out Kinsman. There willing to donate the 12 cents a day to keep people like Louis the Bear alive. You know, or else how would that have happened?
He's got black hands.
He's a success story is what he is.
He looks like as a cub, he fell into a toilet that had that blue cleaner in it. And over the years, it's faded a bit, but it's still there.
He looks like a mutt, like a dog mutt. They got caught in the back of a bus toilet.
You know, they warn you not to dye your dogs.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you don't dye them.
Yeah, never even crossed my mind to dye a dog's fur.
Yeah, don't they sort of warn you not to do that?
I would think
so. Don't pull that stunt because, you know, don't pull that on your dogs.
A, the dog doesn't like it.
And B, there could be something dangerous and whatever it is you're dyeing them with.
He
looks like a dog dying gone bad.
Yeah,
I had a white American bulldog. He was 105 pounds. And my brother-in-law and his friends dyed it pink. And it was all white because I soaped their house. And I just took all the furniture out and put it up on the roof. They were in a bachelor party, and they hung one of those pirate flags outside the house. Like, they were badasses, you know. Hey, we're all going over to the vineyard. We're going to go strip joint, you know. Yeah, guy stuff. So, yeah, they weren't home yet. We came back from a bar. We took all the furniture out of the house. I put my other brother-in-law up on the roof, and I handed everything up there, put everything, set it up on the roof, and then Vaseline'd all the doorknobs. Probably took them a while to clean that house up. So they got my dog the next day. Luckily, I hid my cars. I knew to hide my cars. So we went and hid our cars at another location. And they took my dog and dyed it. That's how they got
back.
Is
the dog okay?
He's fine. Okay. He's dead now, but he was fine.
They died a couple days later. But...
Took a long time for that pink to go away, though. Mm. I scrubbed it.
They got strip clubs on the Vineyard?
No, they have one at the Cape down in Mashpee.
Okay, all right.
Not that you would know anything. Not that you would know anything about that.
Oh, I've never been there.
Not that you've ever been to one of those places.
Waste the money.
Ricky's in Plymouth today. What's up, Ricky?
Well, that call went well.
Huh. Tom, Tom in the car actually has St. Louis winning the series. Tom.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, I'll make a prediction on the series, and then I got a question for Zoe. First, the series, St. Louis in six. A couple reasons. One, the layoff for the Bruins is just going to kill them, particularly Tuukka Rask. I mean, he was going like gangbusters. It's not going to help them. It's going to do, if anything, it's going to hurt them. The long layoff is a killer. Also, it's not the Bruins' fault that they didn't have to play any real competition when the Caps and Penguins and Lightning all got wiped out. That's not their fault. But at the same time, they're not battle tested. They've had two weak, you know, not too difficult. Columbus sucks. I mean, Columbus, they pushed them to six. They swept in the conference. And the record when you sweep in the conference, then you add the long layoff. I don't see them pulling it out. And also, St. Louis has been playing the best hockey of anybody since January, and they've been their battle tested.
Yeah, heard that.
So,
yes.
So, who's a better high school basketball player? You out of Monongahela High or Joe Montana?
Montana.
More highly rated.
Montana. Montana got recruited to play basketball, actually. He had a scholarship offer to NC State.
Did your dad ever play with Montana?
My dad coached Joe. I was seven. Oh. I was seven when Joe was in high school in 74.
That's awesome. Yep. I didn't know how old your dad was. I thought maybe he might have played or
20
coached.
More than me. Yeah. Since early 70s. Good stuff there.
He could have gone to NC State as a hoops player, huh?
Yes.
He was that good.
Chose to go to Notre Dame, and he was a 13th quarterback on the depth chart when he got there.
Worked out for him.
Yeah, he did all right. Yep.
Mark is in Braintree. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So a couple, and I got a comment at the end. I'll hang up. You guys can go. So I think depth, like that guy from Medford said. I also think the experience of being a championship team. And I think, you know, the four major sports in our city, Bruins kind of fall fourth. And I think they hit a little chip on their shoulder. Everyone talking about the Celtics. And now they don't want to blow that off like the Celtics jacked it off.
What? Dump it.
Can you say that?
I don't know.
You can't say that. You got that, right? All right. I heard that.
You can't say that? All right. Fair enough.
I don't think so. Hey.
617-779-0985.
Another treat for our stream listeners.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Yes.
I also don't buy into that.
What? The 3-4 thing?
The Celtics having something to do with that. Let's follow up on that.
Okay.
Because
that's
come up a couple of times today.
Yep,
let's do that next.
Good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ball fans.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Michael McDonald is from St. Louis.
True? It is over.
They're claiming him. I think it's outside of St. Louis.
But it's from that area.
Maybe he could do the national anthem. I know Canada.
Ferguson.
Ferguson, Missouri. Right there, right outside of St. Louis. That counts.
Oh, say, can you see? He could do it. Maybe, man, get him to belt the national anthem. Place go nuts. They'll probably bring in Laura Branigan.
She's dead.
She's still alive. She's dead?
She's dead.
Gloria's dead. Jesus.
Zoe just had his ESPN moment. You know, Laura Branigan's still out there doing her thing. Now, she passed away.
She's still doing her thing. Well, did her thing very well when she did
She'd been dead for 15 years.
She passed away.
She passed away.
Passed away.
She's dead. She's got a Twitter account with a blue check mark, though, despite being dead for 15 years, which I find very impressive. I mean, that's great. Also found out last night while seeing that, I thought, who else has a blue check mark and a full-blown Twitter account despite being dead? John Lennon has one, too.
Really?
This is sort of the thing I'm looking for now.
How's he even on Twitter?
How many other dead celebrities who were gone long before Twitter existed
have
an account with a blue check mark? That's sort of great. That's how you know you've made it.
Lennon was dead before the internet.
Right. I mean, for John Lennon, you know, that's a guy who sort of deserves it. You know, okay, I can get on board with that. John Lennon tweeting from beyond the grave.
He passed away.
Yeah. I mean, but Laura Branigan, she's got like 4,000 followers. No one knows who that. The only reason anyone knows who she is because of the St. Louis Blues playing her song. Would you have remembered her name?
Yes.
Really?
It's one of the first CDs my dad got. Yeah.
Okay.
My dad bought her CD. I mean, her disc. It was a cassette.
Your dad had an interesting collection of CDs.
Sure did. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, that's a good one.
That and...
Village People.
Guy changed his name.
All I know is Village
Cat
People.
Cat Stevens.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
He loved Cat Stevens.
Well, that's a great one.
He went a little too far with the whole fatwa thing, but other than that...
Well, it was a misunderstanding. Village People and Laura Branigan, though, being in there is interesting. I love that song. Very contemporary, though, in terms of his taste. Mm. He was with the times.
Yes, he was.
Your dad. Very hip.
Never saw the Village People thing coming, though.
Your dad was no old man.
Nope.
Where are the Village People from? They can't all be from the... Well, I know, you know, one of them is... one of them is an indigenous American.
Well, he liked to go out dressed up as the indigenous American.
Provincetown.
That story to me is still so freaking funny.
Victor Willis, he's from Dallas.
I never knew the biker had the exposed chaps in the back.
He was dressed.
Did you know that he had exposed chaps in the back? Like, I never knew that. Never thought anything of it. Why is he in a leather vest? He has a big mustache and a leather hat.
It kills me that these guys, when they were not, you know, performing or were not doing a concert, they went out dressed as the act. When they went out to Club 54, socialize.
Watch the In the Navy video.
L.A. or New York. These guys went out dressed as the Village
they're
People.
Messing with the sailors in the video.
So that people would know who they were. That is priceless.
What would you do?
I guess if I was begging for the fame, I would do that.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the you work construction? I'm in the Village People.
I'm the construction worker. I'm sorry, sir. You can't come in here dressed like that. No. I'm in the Village People. Oh, in that case, come right on.
Hardy, come right in. Hardy, what was the black guy dressed up like? He was the cop, right? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Victor Willis.
I'm sorry, sir. The cop
admiral, also dressed as an athlete, gigolo, and nondescript, according to the band's description.
Sorry, no police allowed at this party. Oh, no, I'm not police. I'm in the Village People.
I'm Julo.
A lot of these guys were born in New York City. That surprises me.
Huh. Martin is in Cumberland today. Martin.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I've been to Japan 28 times, and I can tell you that kid going there is going to have the time of his life. The fans there are incredible. The people there are going to treat him like a king as long as he's polite to them. I've been there many times doing the lighting on concert tours, and I can tell you the fans are just over the top there. They will reward you so wonderfully, and he's just going to love it there.
What concert tours did you work on?
I work with Extreme. I've worked with them for a long time.
Oh, no more words.
Oh, you must know Ty Anderson.
I have, yes, I've met him.
Who's he related to? Who's his uncle?
But anyway, it's the fans there. The fans there are are just incredible. He's going to have a great time.
Cheap Trick had an amazingly warm reception when they were live at Budokan.
Didn't David Hasselhoff have a big run over in Japan?
Germany.
Germany.
Oh, it was Germany?
Number
Germany.
One.
Germany, yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
Spinal Tap. And a number, I believe Sex Farm was charting in Japan, and that's how they got back together.
I know Uncle Jesse in Full House had a big run over in Japan for a time.
Right. Well, they just, they're very warm and welcoming there, and he's the experience he's going to have there making millions instead of playing in the minor leagues here is going to be incredible for the guy.
That's kind of what we were talking about, though. It's like the minor league lifestyle is not all that glamorous. He's probably going to be treated pretty well there as being a part of that team.
Well, yeah, because he's a professional. He's not a minor league player there. He's playing professionally.
Staying at the
professionally if you're a minor leaguer, but you're playing in the big, the equivalent buses. Of the big leagues.
Yes.
Okay, you're not playing in a minor league operation over there.
Correct.
Bunch of Bennigans.
Not eating at the Bennigans over there. You're eating at the top shelf places.
Benihana.
No, I don't think.
Did they have a Benihana there?
Oh, you don't think they do?
No, I don't think
they do. I think they have the real ones.
I don't think that's where he's eating.
Now who's uncultured?
I bet they got a couple of them nice ramen joints, too. I love those. Oh, my God. Pick your noodles. Pick your ingredients. And they just pour the hot broth over it. It cooks the meat.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
I've never been in one of those.
Nice spicy ramen bowl.
They're eating the Sarku.
You know where they had one? I hate there once.
Can you imagine
Mall of America?
How nice the Panda Expresses must be in Japan?
The Mall of America. I had the ramen. They had a ramen stand there. A couple down from where we were right there.
They had seven of them. You just found one of them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Seven of everything there. You know how you build the largest mall in America? You just build seven of each store. That's all they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out their tricks in the first 10 minutes.
You get confused because
wait a second. I think I walked past lids. There's four of them.
Yeah. How do you build the biggest mall in the country? Just keep building the same stores over and over and over again.
Right.
That's how it works. Willie's in Quincy. He's going Bruins in six in the Stanley Cup Final. Willie.
How you doing, Beetle? What's up, Zoe?
Hi, Willie.
Why do we have Bruins in six? Why are we going Bruins in six here? What's the reason?
I don't know. Just get the feeling. Bruins in six, buddy. Bruins in six. And Big Muzz goes along with it, too. We're out here doing the trash at Quincy. And
yeah, what's up, Big Muzz?
Right. The Bruins in six.
All right, so they just got a feeling. Is that on the board? Check the survey. Survey says they just got a feeling.
So we're doing predictions today.
That's what's going on.
I didn't know it was prediction. I thought it was just like how are the Bruins
it's
like.
It's not so much the prediction. Yeah, we're supposed to be.
I didn't know we were asking for game totals.
Why do you think the Bruins will win the Stanley Cup Final?
It turned into predictions.
Yeah.
I stay for trash pickup out there.
Pat's in Southie today. Hi, Pat.
Hey. I think the Bruins have more depth when it comes to
good phone, Pat.
Okay, he goes Bruins have more depth. We've heard that one today, though. I think that is maybe one of the answers. That is one of the legitimate ones we've heard along with Tuukka Rask. Depth of the Bruins does seem to be one of their strengths.
Did you get an email on this, too? You got an email regarding the hockey?
I got an email about the size of the top four D-men. Do you want me to read that email?
And by the way,
it's not complimentary of you.
Oh,
the depth of the Blues team. Yeah. Dave Pollard on Twitter pointed this out, and I heard other people talking about it. The Blues fourth line scored in five straight games. Fourth line in the Blues. Easy on the depth talk. Yes, Bruins very deep. The Blues are showing some depth also. So just keep that in mind. Before you automatically chalk it up to Bruins' depth is what's going to win them the cup.
Ricky in Plymouth back on the line. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you guys doing? How are you, boss? So beautiful, how's things?
What's up?
Hi.
Quick thing. Next time you guys get a few callers from Maine, I was up in Maine a couple years back, and I made a comment. Like, we were like, walking through like the little town area, and I said, are people from Maine called Mainers? And some guy turned around, and he was like, you watch your mouth, buddy. You got so offended, I guess, up there if someone from Maine gets called a Mainer, they get really offended.
What?
So me and my buddy, of course, we had a couple of drinks, and it became a game, so we could kick off in the local pub.
Why is that not allowed? What's wrong with saying someone's a Mainer?
I'm not sure. Totally offended. I was like, step back. I was like, I was like 65. I thought he was going to punch me in the throat.
Oh, that sounds odd.
I was cracking up. I couldn't believe it. And quick question, I'll hang up. Would you guys rather know when you die or how you die?
Oh, I've heard this one before.
What's that?
If you could know one or the other, how you die or when you die, which one would you take?
I'm not talking about this. I like talking about my death.
Uh-oh, Zoe's spooked. I'll take how.
I take how.
Because that will inform to a great degree when.
I would take the how, not the why. Not the when.
Yeah. And by the way, Mainer is one of the official demonyms, as they're called, for people from Maine.
Right. Like a person from Boston is a Bostonian. Right.
And Massachusetts, I think, is the only state where the state name is not used in describing the residents of that state.
Yeah.
Because in Massachusetts, we are...
What's a Jim? Jim's a Rhode Islander.
You know what we are?
I'm not sure what we are.
We are Bay Staters.
Bay Staters. Right. Jim's a Rhode Islander. What are you, a Connecticutian?
That is correct, though.
What's
that?
What's Quincy?
Quinsonian.
Patriot.
Pats.
See, you'd be upset too. You're one of those people.
Americans.
Two guys after drinking all night come out and start calling you something. You're gonna just take it really well, right?
Patriot is what it would be. Hardy has headlines. We got one more segment of your calls. We'll do our best to get to all of them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
You heard Zell mention a couple minutes ago that Cape Cod's only strip club is in Mashpee.
Raise your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This story, dated May 9th, going back a couple weeks from MassLive.com, reads this. Cape Cod's only strip club is closing. Zachary's Pub, located in Mashpee, has been sold for $2 million. Along
what?
With a... Listen. Along with a laundry facility. I just love this. You get the strip.
You do your laundry?
You get the strip club.
You put the hots in. That takes a little longer. You put the Clorox in with it.
This is what $2 million gets you in Mashpee right now.
Take a 20. Go over to Zach's.
Zach's Pub. You get the laundry facility and the 50 single and multifamily units in 13 buildings that also sit on the 6-acre property, according to the Cape Cod Times. the owner, Richard Halpern, who bought the one-time Wigwam Motel and cottages, will close the business within 60 days
Wigwam.
As part of the sale. That is a stipulation in the sale, which means the sun is setting on Zach's in Mashpee. Sorry to tell you that. We had just talked about it.
At least did so well, I guess, all those years.
Let's go back to your calls. Oh, man. Ed is in Illinois. We've gotten a lot of out-of-state calls today. I don't know what it is, but we're getting a lot.
Eddie, good
reaction. Eddie's up next. Ed, go ahead.
That puts a new phrase or a new word on the phrase of dryer sheets. But that's another story.
Does it?
I think.
In what way?
No, go ahead and explain that one if you don't mind.
Spell it out for us if you will.
The strip club.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll just stop.
Okay.
Sorry.
So rub the dryer sheets to make something smell good, right?
No.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go that way. Yeah. Okay. I think.
Is this our comedian? Is this the comedian that called a couple of days ago?
No. Okay. This is my first time ever.
Oh, okay. All right, good. All right. Keep going, please.
All right. So, Bruins-wise, it's intimidation. That's why we're going to win. Intimidation. I mean, the Blues got lucky against the Sharks. They're not that great of a team. They're coming in against the, as the asterisk 2-6 team said, we're the third best team in the league. They're coming to our home to play two games, possibly four. It's intimidation. We can play various different ways. We can be the big bad Bruins.
You change your identity.
Bruins. We could what?
You change your identity. I like that.
Shapeshifter.
Oh. Doesn't matter. You adapt.
All right, the Bruins will win the Stanley
You're
Cup
the
final
chameleon.
Because of show me intimidation.
What about their bear versus your bear? Like that stupid bear. Louis.
Blades versus Blades. Blades versus Louis.
I like Blades.
Mark in Derry, New Hampshire says Bruins in six. Mark.
Hey, the Bruins are winning six because, one, they have a lot of heart. And two, the reason I think it's going to take six games is because of Vladimir Tarasenko. He basically scored most of the goals in St. Louis all year long. And he's a hell of a sniper. Not that we don't have our own, you know, between Pasternak and Marchand and Bergeron. But that's what I think. And you guys do an amazing job on the radio show every day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Heart. Bruins have heart.
Intimidation, heart, depth.
33 goals for Tarasenko.
We gave him a yes on the compliment for the show. Man, we'll take that. Yeah. We'll take that. We like that.
Hmm. Now, the ads that the Bruins do with that bear, you know, the dancing bear, the one with the long neck.
Yeah, where's he been?
Where's he been in signage? I haven't seen him.
I don't know. I wish they'd bring him back.
Did they shelf him from back in?
They sort of have. He's sort of taking a back seat in the marketing.
Or Blades. Blades is now the new one, and it doesn't look as scary. Like, that one looks scarier. Blades looks like, yeah, it's something you want to hang out with kids. Trying to attract the little kids.
Which is what they do.
What?
At the games.
Yeah.
Have them take pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
Dan is in Boston. Hi, Dan.
The Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup because our head coach is better than whoever the hell coaches the Blues team. Thanks, guys.
Oh, so this is what he's going with.
So the new coach, they got hired January, what, 3rd?
This is great. Do you know the name of the other coach?
Ayo?
No, he's the one who got fired.
It's Berube.
Yeah, it's not AO.
So we got Bennegan in goal. We got Berube,
Chief
Berube.
Yeah, he goes by Chief.
Chief. It's a hockey guy. Chiefs from
which Slapshot. Is right up your alley.
Yeah,
you love Connor. You
hey, pal.
Chief. Hey, Tonto.
Stop it.
What's up, Chief? Hey, boss.
And all that. Kimo.
What's that one?
Kimo Sabe.
Oh.
He was an enforcer. Five different teams. Is that essentially
Chief Berube?
It's like Sean Thornton getting the reins after somebody got fired from the Bruins.
Mm. Steve in Connecticut. Hey, Steve. Going once?
He's in Connecticut.
Going twice? Gone.
Got a lot of good interaction on it today, though.
Yeah. We did.
Do you think fans have sat too long now for the series?
Fans?
Like you sit there, like you wake up and like you count the days to it. Like there's no reason they should be starting this on Monday, especially the way it ended for them. They got to sit six. You had to sit 10. It should be game one Saturday here. Saturday night. Sorry. Should be game one. That's all.
No, I don't think anybody wants
to. Yeah, why wait so long?
Paul is in New Hampshire. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How
what's
you
up,
doing?
Paul?
How you doing, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, I think the Bruins have got a road to climb. I think they've been waiting too long, and I think that the Blues. I remember Bobby Orr. I've met Bobby Orr in person in the hospital.
I met Bobby Orr
what
once.
What did he say about
tournament?
That goal in 1970? Was he tripped?
Nah, he just jumped up and he wanted to go flying.
Ah, anyways, is that? Did he tell you about that personally? Did he tell you that personally?
No, but I got several. I was in Shriners Burn Institute and he signed some pictures for me. I was in there at Christmas time and he was a nice guy. I was 16 years old and he did that to me.
Wow, I believe that. He is a hell of a nice guy.
I'll never forget it. What a great sports person, a great guy to look up to. Really,
I think Bobby Orr. If you could like compile the good deeds that he's done, Bobby Orr probably holds the records for not only good deeds that you know about, but also the ones that you'll never hear about.
And not only that, I would say that Bobby Orr holds the record for the number of people that he has left in awe in his wake.
Yeah.
Okay. Nearly 50 years later. From the start of his career, from the early days of his career, when people still meet him, they are just left in awe, like, holy crap, I just met Bobby Orr.
He's the goal.
I'm
He's
not
the guy
kidding.
He scored the goal and he flew.
That is so, I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah.
right?
Dude, I got a statue about you. I mean, give me a break. Yeah.
No, but there's plenty of athletes that have remarkable Hall of Fame careers that just don't have whatever that thing is that Bobby Orr has. He is Bobby Orr.
And it's saying something.
He has a like godlike thing that just still to this day is there.
It says something because it's Boston, too. Because it's not like, okay, it's just one time, one team, one time champion. That's why he's held so high. Look at the championships you've had here. And yet you mention Orr's name. And you still put him like above Brady, above Ortiz, you know, above Bird. It's Bobby freaking Orr.
Brady will have it. Brady will have it. But
Bill Russell, I mean.
No, I don't think, I don't know. I don't know that Russell does have it.
Like, my kid knows who Bobby Orr is.
It's rarefied air, man.
You know what I mean? My kid knows who Bobby Orr is. That says something. Like, 9-year-old kid, they don't know Orr. How old that guy is?
The Bruins were, I say it all the time, the Bruins were a much bigger deal than the Celtics were in their heyday. The Bruins in their heyday were just a much bigger deal in Boston than the Celtics.
Based on how this year ends up, too. And I know we had the call earlier, you know, with the whole who's three, who's four, who's one and two. You can argue all that stuff. People think it's New England. I mean, the Patriots won. Red Sox are two. Celtics are three there. Bruins four. But if they win, they win this thing.
But even
and the Celtics screw up their offseason here, Celtics could be a distant fourth.
Okay.
So,
all right. Different conversation.
Yeah.
But even a guy like Yaz of that era, like Yaz doesn't have that.
No.
He doesn't have that. Guys of sort of that time period. Just a thought. Off topic.
We'll Does get Bird to have it?
No, I don't think so.
Like, what was the one sports final Lobel did? He had
I mean, people love Larry Lions. Bird, but I don't think he's got the thing that Bobby Orr's got. Nope. And he won, too.
How about Ted Williams is still alive? I don't think he.
I don't know.
I don't think he touches people the way Orr does.
No, Orr's special.
Yeah.
That's special.
Orr can work a room. Or can work a room.
Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Come.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, time for today's takeaways, delivered to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It continues to make losing weight easy and now offers optional gourmet prepared meals for Awaken 180 clients. Set up your consultation today. It's that easy. All right. What?
Our listeners, I appreciate all of you, including Neil, who emailed us just a minute ago. The listeners are now listening. They have an ear. They've tuned their ears for fake promos.
Oh,
it's good. We get tweets every day.
It's unbelievable. It's great. We love you.
Thank you.
Good job, Neil.
Makes their job easier.
Wait, listen. I don't even know that I feel comfortable reading this one on the air, but he heard something.
Nope, don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
I'll read it.
You got the email too.
Oh.
Check your own phone. Yeah, I don't think we should read it on the air, but he picked up on something that it's creepy as hell, but he's thinking along the right lines, and for that, I appreciate you. All right, what do we got for fake promos? We got Bruce Cassidy who talked today over
at the Garden. On Bobby Orr.
On Bobby Orr's goal in 1970 on Mother's Day, which the Bruins were up 3-0, and yes, they did go to overtime, and they were going to win the series either way. Very dramatic goal. They hadn't won the cup in some time, so it is a big moment. But they were going to win the series. They were going to win the series.
Sure they were.
The series was locked up.
Easy.
It wasn't a Game 7 type of situation. Right. All right, let's hear it.
Did you have the Orr picture as a kid?
I did, an Ottawa Citizen. I used to deliver the paper when I was a kid, and I cut it out, and it was on my wall. And it was probably, by the time I took it down, I'm going to guess it was, yellow? Isn't that what the newspaper color goes? So there it was. And I had the hockey card, too. We had all those. It was when we had all the trophies behind them. I think there was, five of them or four of them. So that was what was on my wall. And maybe a Farrah Fawcett poster. Maybe.
What is this? Those perverts that cover this team, huh? The famous one of her in the red bathing suit, right?
I had that one.
As did every kid that our age that grew up. I remember the Sports Illustrated magazine. And back in the day, to order posters, you had like John Elway, and Marino, Ken Griffey Jr., all that. You check them down. And then every once in a while, they'd have somebody different on there that's not sports. So Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett.
So I'm trying.
Maybe.
Do you know that photo, Beetle?
Which
one? The Farrah Fawcett poster.
One with her head back and she's in a red suit.
And it's very chilly where the photo shoot was taking place.
Oh, a little nipply out there?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Maybe.
I don't think, maybe if I saw it, I would know, but no, not from memory, no.
Wow.
We're that old, huh?
No, yeah. It's just that we're just of different generations.
Yeah. See, like people, they're even older than us, way older than us, like the Marilyn Monroe one, people remember, standing over the
He grave. Was tripped, Hardy.
Yeah.
He was tripped. Bobby Orr.
One of his legs. Yeah.
I taught you that today because you didn't know that. You had to learn that. Oh, you had to learn that Bobby Orr got hooked. Right on the leg. We showed you the video a number of times for you to know that.
So we learned other things today about St. Louis, that it's very French, and they have a sucky goal song. So. This is like one of those cheesy beer commercials.
Yes.
Hey, raise the glass. It's like a Heineken commercial or something. Grab a Heineken.
No, you're thinking of the Blackhawks goal song, which was in the beer commercial for Heineken.
Love it.
Well, whatever it is, it sucks. It's a bad goal celebration.
This is brutal. That takes too long to get going. Whoa. By the way, I've totally seen that Farrah Fawcett picture before.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't remember it, but I've seen it.
Mm. I don't remember it.
Bet you Felder had her poster. Of course.
We all
do. Maz probably had 10 of them.
Maz probably still has one.
More accurate words have never been spoken.
Maybe.
Good grief.
Boy, it's like a
Belichick press conference.
Yeah. Just stay in your lane, Beetle.
He's still got one in his office at the Garden.
Let the hockey guys talk hockey.
Stay in our lane. You need permission. Right. I know.
Big week.
Big week. Big week. Cup begins on Monday.
Five more days.
Oh, no problem.
Well, the good news is we got all the reasons out of the way today why the Bruins are going to sweep the Blues. We've heard from all of you on that.
That's not good, but what are we going to do tomorrow?
We're going to talk about the Patriots.
Okay.
We're going to go back to skating our lane.
All right, good.
To make the Hags of the world happy. All right? Talk to you at 10. Felger and Mazur next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Blues don't have an empty net goal in these playoffs yet. Barbashev got it! 5-1 Blues! Empty net goal! Ivan Barbashev just helped the Blues put a handful on the Sharks in Game 6. You can smell it, you can taste it, you can feel it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.